वन और नमस्ते नमस्कार सीताराम और अस्सलाम वालेकुम एंड अ वेरी वार्म वेलकम टू योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग एडिशन ऑफ शबनम एंड स्पेशली डिजाइंड टू असिस्ट यू विद योर अर्ली मॉर्निंग चोर्स एंड टू पुट यू इन ए पॉजिटिव एंड गुड फ्रेम ऑफ माइंड एंड टू ऑल्सो इग्नाइट स्पार्क्स ऑफ स्पिरिचुअल इंस्पिरेशन टू यू एंड योर लव्ड वंस. जहां कहीं आप मौजूद हो अपने कामों से जरा सी मुहलत लेकर इन मस्तानों को सुनने के लिए तैयार हो जाइए. और ए बहारे बाग अरुणिया चंद रोज देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज. और ए मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर इस सलामे है बसेरा चंद रोज.
सीताराम सत श्री अकाल जय गुरु दत्ता साई राम अस्सलाम वालेकुम एंड अ गुड आफ्टरनून. वेलकम टू शबनम रेडियो ऑन अ सैटरडे. हे व्हाट्स द वेदर लाइक वेयर यू आर. इज इट रेनिंग एज इट इज हियर राइट नाउ. A beautiful rainy Saturday. Well, we have a nice fall program lineup for you. How about we entitle this program today, Falling in Love Again. Yes, indeed. We have some beautiful love selection lineup and maybe we can make a theme out of it. Beautiful music indeed, and I know some of our listeners always go for a cruise around this time and listening to us. I want to hear from you. 416-848-7772. 416-848-7772. Of course, you can WhatsApp me at 416-832-7293. That's 416-832-7293. And always nice to see when we have people like Jean DiCastro in our company. Welcome. You're getting busy, guys. Don't forget, Jean wanted to let you know when Ricky and the gang come on down with your barrel and boxes and get it ready if you want to get it to their loved ones back in the islands. You know, you have a lot of goodies you want to ship out, right? Some of you might be taking a trip or planning a trip. You might want to send some stuff ahead of time for Nani and Adi and your cousin and the nephew and the grandchildren. Okay, so what I also say quickly, listen, guys, the texts and the messages are coming. We want to welcome everybody. Gulzar Namda out in Guyana joining us. Welcome indeed. Rahul Gupta, Andrew Bowen, Mr. Kamal Rahim, welcome. Rita Mohammed, Sharita Nash, and so much more. We want to continue saying hi and thank you, guys. It's time to kick off the program, and we're going to do it something like this. You guys ready? Somebody say Shabnam Radio. Here's wishing you a happy Saturday and a terrific weekend, everybody.
Hi, Toronto. This is Anil Beam here. Right now, you're listening to Richard Aziz on Shabnam Radio in beautiful Toronto. Jai Bajrangabali ki! Hare bole Bajrangabali ki!
Jai! Feel the Shakti on Shabnam Radio. Let me go! Bolo Bolo Hanuman indeed by Anil Beam. And we want to remind you, Diwali is coming up again. Those of you who mightn't get, in the mood just yet, those of you who probably celebrated Navratri and all that would probably be in that mood. But a lot of people just doesn't get the vibe just yet because, we missed out 2 years and it's kind of catching up. But listen, a lot of people are preparing and planning, and it's still not too late, those of you, to get yourself ready for this Diwali coming up, all right? And again, we want to remind you, coming up at the Devi Mandir, they have a beautiful concert and dinner taking place at 2590 Brock Road in Pickering. So please, want to invite you to come out and support. The Devi Mandir at 2590 Brock Road in Pickering invite you to their Diwali dinner and show on Saturday, November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. Tickets are only $50. Come and enjoy a wonderful evening with a jam-packed program. Remember, a dinner and show. For tickets, call Amar Binda, 416-894-3579, or Sister Anna Punit, 905-686-4711. Reserve your tickets now.
Batchy is the driveway specialist, proudly providing customers with excellent quality service, unmatched pricing, and complimentary quotes. Whether it's asphalt interlock, concrete ceiling, even residential and commercial driveway repairs, hot asphalt parking lot repairs, and yellow line painting, call 905-783-7099. Batchy, your neighborhood driveway specialist.
It's National Roti and Dobbles Week in Canada, as declared by Roti Roti Restaurant in 2021, celebrating the Caribbean street food from Trinidad and Tobago. So bring a friend and introduce them to the many varieties and combinations. Make your own vegetarian combo. Choose from our many tasty vegetarian items, which includes chana, potato, spinach, pumpkin, and many more to choose from. For the meat lovers, come and try our famous curry goat, chicken, or shrimp. Be creative, mix and match your orders, and have it wrapped or served up with dal puri or basab shot. Don't let International Roti and Doubles Week go by without the famous Roti and Roti Doubles. Add your favorite mild or medium spicy chutney, bandania, tamarind sauce to your satisfaction. So come, let's celebrate National Roti and Doubles Week from Tuesday, October 11th to Sunday, October 16th. Roti Roti at the corner of Albion and Islington, where absolutely no roti is cooked before it's time. Mention National Roti and Doubles Week and receive a free canned drink and Roti Roti World Famous Doubles.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
It's the annual fundraising dinner gala of the year, Saturday, November 19th, at the Chinese Cultural Center, 1081 Progress Avenue in Scarborough. An evening jam-packed with lots of entertainment, featuring Randy B, Angie Pitemba, dancers by the Footstep Sisters, Jennifer and Vanessa, live Tassa. Get your tickets for only $30 with dinner included. Music by DJ Royal Song and DJ Big P. Call Frank and reserve your tickets, 416-562-7164. Children under 10, absolutely free. Call now.
Call now indeed. And of course, tickets are going really fast, and a wonderful, wonderful group of people working on that project. I have an engagement to go to, else I wanted to go to that. It seems it's shaping up really, really nice. $30 dinner included. Well, we are here and want to say hello and welcome back to Shanti James after spending, 2-3 months in Trinidad. Well, she went to visit her sick mom, and she's back now. Her mom is there hanging in, and of course, Shanti, have a lot to settle in, right, Shanti? Well, we want to say welcome back indeed. Right now, we wanted to play the Hanuman Chalisa. This is dedicated to all those listeners who enjoy it. You know who you are. And it's coming today through the kind compliments of Pam and Derek Silochan and their families. We are proud to present it, and again, thanking Pam, Derek, and their families for stepping up and supporting us here on the program with the Hanuman Chalisa. And, you know, we have people that always help us out, like Sati Raghubir. I want to say hello and Jai Sitaram to you. Also, today we would be starting off our Diwali programming, okay? So we share some beautiful Diwali bhajans coming up on the program, put you in the mood. But next week, we are starting on TV and radio our Diwali special. You know, we are 24/7 now on television, and we will be again, as we did last year, bringing you non-stop entertainment on Diwali Day. But come Saturday next week, we will be on radio and television kicking off our Diwali special. So again, those of you who would like to support us, we'd love to hear from you. As you know, we have a commercial back in Trinidad, Max Senhouse. He used to say, we need the money. We need the funds to keep us going here, and this is one way of supporting us. So those of you who like to be part, and you get unlimited mileage with what we do when we do our special. So if you'd like to support us, 416-832-7293. Reach out to us and we'll be able to put it together. Television and radio, live entertainment. We will be also going live on Sunday, come next week, Sunday, again with Diwali special. 416-832-7293. Again, with our thanks, we'd like to present the Hanuman Chalisa compliments the Silochan, Derek and Pam Silochan and their family.
Shri Guru Charan Saroj Raj Nij Man Mukur Sudhari Baranau Raghubar Bimal Jasu Jodayak Phal Chari Buddhihin Tanu Jani Ke Sumiro Pavan Kumar Bal Budhi Vidya Dehu Mohi Harahu Kalesh Vikar. Jai Hanuman Gyan Gun Sagar Jai Kapish Tihu Lok Ujagar Ram Dut Atulit Bal Dhama Anjani Putra Pavan Sut Nama प्रताप महाजग बंदन विद्यावान गुनी अति चातुर राम काज करिबे को आतुर प्रभु चरित्र सुनिबे को रतिया राम लखन सीता मन सूक्ष्म रूप धरि सियहि दिखावा विकट रूप धरि लंक जरावा भीम रूप धरि असुर सहारे रामचंद्र के काज सवारे लाए सजीवन ला श्रीरघुवीर हर शिउर लाए रघुपति की ही बहुत बड़ाई तुम मम प्रिय भरत ही सम भाई सहस बदन तुम्हारो जस गावे अस कही श्रीपति कंठ लगावे सनकादिक ब्रह्मादि मुनीसा नारद सारद सहित सहीसा जम कुबेर दिगपाल जाते कभी को विद कही सके कहते तुम उपकार सुप्री राम मिलाया राज पद दीना तुम्हारो मंत्र विभीषण माना लंकेश्वर भय सब जग जाना जुग सहस्त्र जो जन पर भानु लील्योता ही मधुर फल जानु जपत निरंतर हनुमत वीरा संकट से हनुमान छुड़ावे मन क्रम वचन ध्यान जोलावे सब पर राम तपस्वी राजा तिनके काज सकल और मनोरथ जो कोई लावे सोई अमित जीवन फल पावे चारों जुग पर ताप तुम्हारा है पर सिद्ध जगत उजियारा साधु संत के तुम रखवारे असुर निकंदन राम दुलारे अष्ट सिद्धि नौ निधि के दाता असवर दीन जान की माता राम रसायन तुम्हारे भजन राम को पावे जन्म जन्म के दुख बिसरावे अंतकाल रघुबर पुर जाई जहाँ जन्म हरि भक्त कहाई से सर्व सुख करई संकट कटे मिटे सब पी गुरुदेव की नाई जो सत बार पाठ कर कोई छूट ही बंदी महा सुख होई जो यह पढ़े हनुमान चालीसा होय सिद्धि साखी गौरीसा तुलसीदास सदा हरि चेरा की जय नाथ हृदय मह डेरा की जय नाथ हृदय मह डेरा
Hanuman Chalisa and Shabdam Radio was made possible by Derek and Pam Silushan and their family respectively. I want to say thank you indeed and may Hanuman Baba continue to bless you and yours. Well, we want to say thank you on behalf of Chris and Mala, Prem and Shanti James. They all are sending us messages of thanks for the Hanuman Chalisa. They totally enjoyed. And we'd love to hear from you if you enjoy hearing the Hanuman Chalisa on Saturday around this time. We'd love to hear and, of course, know if we are indeed satisfying some of our listeners. So thank you again. 416-848-7772 is the telephone number to reach us. We take a short commercial break and come back with some great music.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
The Devi Mandir at 2590 Brock Road in Pickering invite you to their Diwali dinner and show on Saturday, November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. Tickets are only $50. Come and enjoy a wonderful evening with a jam-packed program. Remember, a dinner and show. For tickets, call Amar Binder, 416-894-3579 or Sister Anna Pune, 905-686-4711. Reserve your tickets now.
Hello friends, this is Riyad Rahmat, your candidate for Ward 2 Mississauga in the upcoming elections. A vote for me is a vote for fiscal responsibility and a practical approach to generating revenue as opposed to raising taxes. We need to stop wasteful spending. I'm asking for your support on October 24th. Visit my website at www.rahamat.ca. Again, www.rahamut.ca. Or call me at 647-450-7541. Remember, on election day, vote Riyad Rahmat for Mississauga Ward 2.
West Indian Friends with Care celebrates their 20th anniversary with a night of soca, chutney, and parang, featuring the king of the stage, K.R.
I could be single forever.
Rakesh Yankaran. Plus Brian Mohan, Randy B, LVL Exodus, Maestray and Friends, and DJ Navi. Saturday, October 29th, 6 p.m. at the Arrows Convention Center. 2360 Lockdown Drive, Mississauga. A night of soca, chutney, and parang with West Indian Friends that care. It's not who we are, it's the difference we make. For info and tickets, call 416-568-5838.
Jazz Supermarket in Brampton is the preferred place to shop for all your Caribbean grocery needs. You're guaranteed fresh fruits and vegetables as shipments arrive twice a week. Whether you're sending a barrel, money, or just need to find a certain ingredient to get that back home taste, Jazz supermarket has it all. You can even stock up with poultry or meat from the halal meat counter, CDs, gift items, or fresh bread and pastries from the bakery. Caribbean jewelry and ready-made casual clothing now available. Come visit Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road at the corner of Queen and Torbram in Brampton, where friendly service awaits you.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Labakan, Labakan. Door-to-door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Labakan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Labakan. Visit Labakan.com.
Indeed, visit Labakan.com, and of course they're in Scarborough waiting to serve you, and they're open today right now. They are ready to take care of your business and your shipping, alright? Hey, listen, how about we start off with this beautiful one here as we get set to celebrate Diwali next week. And of course Monday is Diwali, and the following Monday. But we thought we would start because, you know, we are here today on the radio and thought we would bring some of this Diwali vibes to you. Here we go. 416-848-7772.
Jaya Jaya Lakshmi Mata Ji Mata Ji Mata. Jaya Jaya Lakshmi Mata Ji Mata Ji Mata. Tu sun le, tu sun le, tu sun le meri pukar, meri pukar Mata. Jaya Jaya Lakshmi Mata Ji Mata Ji Mata. Adi Bhagavati Matu ne hi jag ko janam diya hai. Tu Savitri, tu hi Gauri, tu hi Vishnu priya hai. O jyoti mai, tere roop mai, tere leela, tere leela, tere leela, akrampar, akrampar Mata. Jaya Jaya Lakshmi Mata Ji Mata Ji Mata. Teri daya se phal mein banti bigde kaam sabhi ke. Tu jise chahe narayan bhi karte.
Hey, don't forget, you too could be a part of our Diwali special coming up next week. Call us, we'll tell you more about our Diwali package, 416-832-7293, 416-832-7293. want to say thank you to Charlie's and Mississauga for joining us and already on board for our Diwali special. Thank you, Sue and Charlie of Charlie's in Mississauga. Thank you. Coming up at 1:45, we'll be speaking to a candidate running for the upcoming election in Markham. You don't want to miss that interview with Neetu Gupta coming up in a little bit, right here on Shabnam Radio. Councillor for Ward 7, she's contesting. As we say hello and welcome to our friends at Zen Caribbean Restaurant, 619 Kingston Road, West in Ajax. Mr. Lake Singh, how are you? Well, don't forget, Molly's is open and ready to serve you for your catering needs this Diwali and every day. Drop by and visit with them at 490 Chrysler Drive, unit number 44 in Brampton. Hey, they still have that great special on. Buy any 10 roti and get 3 absolutely free. Molly's, 905-793-0083. I'll repeat that number, 905-793-0083. And of course, they have their famous ice cream, Caribbean Explosion ice cream, and they make it themselves. It's really, really delicious. Coconut sapodilla, sour sup, you name it, they have it there. 490 Chrysler Drive, unit number 44. Now, they also have something they call Scudiera Anchar. You can order a tray, a container, a bucket. You have also sweet rice. You can get vegetarian meals, and let me tell you, the vegetarian meals are prepared with separate utensils. Give them a call for all your catering need, and of course, all those poon you buy all over the place, that's from Molly's. Alfie and his team put that together. They're famous for their poon and korma. Tasty food indeed. Call them at 905-793-0083. Taking orders now for this Diwali, 905-793-0083. That's Molly's, 490 Chrysler Drive, unit number 44. Well, another selection I have lined up here for you, and this one is compliments Roti Roti at the corner of Albion and Islington. They are celebrating International Roti and Doubles Week. Drop by and visit. Remember, if you place an order for a large meal, just mention International Roti Doubles Week and you receive a free canned drink and one of their world-famous tasty doubles. Ready for our next nice tune? This one again compliments Roti Roti, Ronnie and his team. So come on, let's sing along. Sister Meena, I know you know this one. Welcome if you're just joining us. This is Shabnam Radio on a Saturday. Well, we hope you are. We are putting you in the mood for Diwali, and of course, doing your Diwali shopping, the Diwali cleaning. I just thought, you know, we could bring that spirit to you. Well, apart from Diwali, on that day, the 24th, we'd be heading to the polls. And listen, we want to encourage you and you and you to go out and vote. This is, some people believe it's not an important election, but I believe it is just as important, because the people we are electing now will be the ones we will turn to make sure our street lights are lighting, the road and the snow and everything has been removed on time. The parks are looking good and clean and healthy. So, it's an important election indeed. So we ask you, make sure you go out on that day and vote. And not only vote, listen, I'm asking, we should be holding everyone that comes knocking on our door, take their number. If they were to be elected, hold them accountable. Hold them accountable. Right now, I'd like to bring from the telephone onto the program, Neetu Gupta. Neetu is a wife, a mother of two professionals, recently a proud grandma. She is a community builder, a champion of small businesses, a very passionate person about local issue. As a Markham resident over 19 years, Neetu has answered a call to serve her community on many occasions. Neetu has had the privilege of serving parent council chair from 2008 to 2010 at the Donald Cousin Public School. During the COVID-19 pandemic, Neetu played an instrumental role in working with small businesses owners to seek financial support for both provincial and federal government with resounding success. Neetu is running to be your candidate, your councillor for Ward 7 in Markham. Her vision for promoting small businesses, developing action plan to tackle traffic gridlock, keeping property taxes low to attract young families, and enhance services such as better snow removal requires a tireless advocate at City Hall. We'd like to say welcome to the program to our dear sister, Neetu Gupta. How are you today?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Richard. Really appreciate for having me on your show here. And also thank you for such a wonderful introduction. And good afternoon to all the listeners.
Well,
yes.
Well, thank you. And I'm glad that you taken some time to talk to us. And first, let me just say, you know, throwing a hat in the race is something that we must compliment you for, because a public service is not easy. And for those who genuinely try and want to serve, we should really applaud them indeed. You know, I've noticed lately we have every Tom, Dick and Harry running for election. It seems as if it's not a big deal. Some people registering to vote, to contest the race at the last minute even. I mean, if they were serious about it, you would see them registering at the due time. But when you see people watching and planning and strategizing if they could jump in into this ward or this riding to get an easier seat that they could win, is something I question. But you have been an advocate and a servant for the community for many, many years. What made you decide to run for the election this time round?
You know what, last 18 years, I have been very actively involved in something or the other, like giving back to the community. Because, when I came here, I realized, like, it's not easy for a newcomer in a new country when you immigrate and getting access to the services. And, with small kids, and it is tough. It is tough, and you don't know much about it, how you can get the help. And that was the time, you know, I decided, you know, once I settle in, and I will definitely do something here for my community so that, you know, everybody is at ease and, you know, in some way or the other, be there for whosoever needs me or my help. And, slowly, I came into this and, you know, look here, then the opportunity came, the current councillor decided not to run, and I said, I want to run from here. Because, as we know, Canada is a diverse, very diverse, but Markham is a very diverse city. And I must say, the ward I'm running from, Ward 7 in Markham, is the most diverse ward. People from all over are here. We have different communities, and I want to bring all of them together. And you know what? I believe it takes community to build up a community. Individually, it's very difficult. Nobody can do it, or sometimes maybe. But when we all work together, we succeed. We prosper. And I want to make a difference here, making, bringing brighter future for our future generations here.
Well, that's the talk and the line most people would say. We want to. Canada is a diverse country. Ontario is a diverse place. What you would do different to encourage and bring that diversity to bear on Markham? Give us an example.
I would say I have seen, some communities are always, they are there, in my ward or where I'm running for, but nobody has ever even tried being their voice. I know so many Caribbean people are here in my ward. I want to be their voice.
Now, how you so intend to bring them together,
Hindus,
I'm asking.
Hindus there.
I'm asking because, how you intend to bring them together. Give me one example.
Bring them together, reaching out to them, being their voice, listening to their concerns, and, then bringing them all together. And, then only if we will have some programs where all of us get together, or we know each other's culture, there will be such a good community, such a good atmosphere all over. I want a community which is safer. And how, during COVID, so many incidents we saw about hate against one community or the other. So I think when we understand the differences, we respect each other more, we will not have that thing here. And that is possible only when we, reach out to people, understand their culture, respect their differences, and, try to, mix up and work together. That is what I want to be. We be the voice for all, not for just one community. Be the voice for all. Be accessible all the time. People... If I'm elected as a counselor, I belong more to my community than to myself. I should be accessible. If somebody calls me, I should always be there to pick up the call. It is not that they are looking for me and I'm nowhere to be found.
Well, it seems that...
That difference I want to make.
Over the years, you have been campaigning and canvassing for many levels of government. You have been... in the race on knocking on doors and helping, I noticed part of your flyers that you're distributing, mm-hmm. you have been endorsed by the mayor of Markham, Dr. Ken Ning, yes. also, and some of the other councillors from Ward 6. You have been, and I believe this is a tool that would bring you to, you already have friends in council. You think that's an asset?
I would say... In a way, yes, to understand the process, because I was already working with them in one way or the other, connecting people for whatever issues they had with their councillors or with the regional councillors or with the city. Definitely, you understand the process. So definitely it is not exactly asset, more it is. You know the process, how you can help people, how you can resolve the issues, how you can, whom to connect for getting the work done. That is. But, knowing people, because you are living in a neighborhood, if you are a community activist, if you are, working at different campaigns or involved in volunteer service, definitely, some part of the process.
Indeed, but I think it is an asset that knowing the
kind
workings.
Kind of, it is an asset.
Fine. I'm not going to debate. It is an asset having friends there who would at least hold your hands. You would know the working of the council. At least if the mayor knows you, at least you would be able to speak comfortably to them and address them on issues to represent your ward. One of the big issues in Markham is affordable housing. We have seen where the prices people are buying up, the builders are buying up and squeezing out the small family middle income earners and making it out of their price range. What do you intend to do about that? Being a realtor, you would understand, you have seen where the prices are out of the reach of lower class and middle class families. What are your plans in addressing this issue?
Yeah, any development coming in, I hear you, Richard, it is becoming very difficult for kids who grew up here to buy a house and continue their life living here in Markham, you know, and it is affecting all of us, you know, not only the youngsters, even, you know, they cannot afford the house, they don't want to move out of Markham where they were born or they grew up, they are working, because Markham is a place to, you know, live, play, and work. Markham is such a beautiful city. So people who are working here, who are living here, who spent all their life there, they don't want to move out of Markham. Affordability is a challenge now everywhere. But that definitely can be when we are planning the city, you know, development coming up. We have to work with the other councillors and the whole council to make sure the whatever development new coming up, it should be planned accordingly, like affordability becomes easy for, you know, especially first-time buyers. But that again, and we have to work together to encourage builders to provide options at an affordable quality and price point.
Indeed.
In that, I would think even TREB has to step in because there are certain things which need to be controlled, like multiple bidding and some other blind bidding kind of a thing. You know, there are things, you know, if the house is listed for a certain price, it should not be sold at double the price or even more than that.
Well, it is an interesting hotspot when it comes to affordable housing. I've been hearing many candidates speaking out about it, and that's the role of council. City council and city planners can and have the power in which they could speak to the builders and make sure that a certain percentage of their houses are indeed addressing that housing need for the